Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 25 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is The Miracle Birth of Jesus. Henry Van Dyke once said, "The birth of Jesus is the sunrise of the Bible." The text for today is Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The doctor said, if you are a believer in miracles, this would be one. The doctor was talking about Alcides Moreno. By every law of physics and medicine, Moreno should have died. Moreno was a window washer in Manhattan. He rode platforms with his brother Edgar high into the sky to wash skyscrapers. From there, he could look down and see the pavement far below where the people looked like ants. On December 7, 2007, catastrophe struck the Moreno family. As the brothers worked on the 47th story of a high-rise, the platform collapsed, and Alcides and Edgar fell from the sky. If you are a believer in miracles, this would be one. No, Alcides Moreno didn't land on a passing airplane or catch his shirt on a flagpole or have anything else amazing happen like you see in the movies. He fell the entire 47 stories to the pavement below. As would be expected, his brother Edgar died from the fall. But somehow, Alcides did not. He lived. For 2 weeks, he hung on to life by a thread. Then, on Christmas Day, he spoke and reached out to touch his nurse's face. 1 month later, the doctors were saying that he would probably walk again someday. If you are a believer in miracles, this would be one. In the beginning of the human race, Adam also fell from a great height. From sinless glory in the image of God, Adam rebelled against God and fell into sin, death, and judgment. And in this terrible fall, he brought with him the whole human race. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. God the Son left the heights of heaven and descended to earth to become a man. He lived a sinless life and then willingly went to the cross to die for the sins of Adam's fallen race. On the third day, he rose from the dead to make it possible for every fallen person to rise again one day and live forever. If you are a believer in miracles, this would be one. The miracle of salvation began with the virgin birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Mary found favor with God and got more than just a front row seat for the miracle of the incarnation. For 9 months, she carried baby Jesus inside her. The mother of Jesus, who would later kneel at his feet at the cross, would feel his feet kick inside her womb. When the angel announced that Mary would bear a son, he told her, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary is carrying a son who has a father called the Most High God. Jesus, who has no beginning and no end, already existed as eternal God. So, while God provided his divinity, the virgin birth through Mary will lead to his humanity. The virgin-born Son of God will live a sinless life and will be able to pay the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. After Jesus' virgin birth, sinless life, sacrificial death, and powerful resurrection, he will reign victorious for all eternity. Every believer who endures will one day reign with him. Our hope for eternity hinges on the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus. If you are a believer in miracles, this would be the one. Take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does the miracle of the Virgin set up all the other miracles of Jesus? Imagine what Mary felt like as she carried Jesus inside her during the months before his birth. How do these thoughts encourage you as a believer, knowing that Jesus lives forever with you? What are your thoughts on the following statement? The Son of God became man to enable men to become the sons of God. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a blessed day.